Jeff Gard now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you for having me on.
No, my pleasure. You get a couple of wins in the South Point, Las Vegas, Nevada out there in the tournament, which was nice. You get into the WEAC and Wisconsin Oshkosh, a tough foe. Now you got lacrosse on the docket. So talk about the season so far and entering the WEAC.
Well, you know, I think going through that non-conference slate, you know, obviously 11 non-conference games there, 7-4. I was pleased with the way we were able to come out of there, and especially coming out of there with some key injuries to some of our top players as well, and being able to keep our head above water. You know, obviously getting those guys back. And then now obviously as we say, things don't get easy now. Now it's really the live bullets are flying, and we hit them last night. We got hit with them pretty good up at Oshkosh against a very good. Very good Titans team that executed extremely well. So, you know, it's one of those things we always say, but there's no get well games from here on out. You got to lace them up and be ready to go. And tough one last night, but then obviously we got to be able to turn the page quickly here and prep and get ready for lacrosse, obviously coming in here on Saturday for the second conference game of the year.
One thing that you guys have been really good at is scoring coming off the bench. Obviously, Blake McCann picks up 10, but the scoring coming off of the bench in this last one against Oshkosh didn't get as much as maybe you'd hoped for, right?
Well, it was, you know, and I think you give credit where credit's due with Oshkosh and what they did, kind of keeping us in check and getting us to play. We got ourselves in modes, too, of playing a little one-on-one too much. Didn't share the basketball as much as we'd like to. But yet again, like I said, you got to give credit where credit's due. We had one of our top reserves go down with a concussion, or we think concussion, early in that game as well. So that obviously takes a little bit of a blow for us. But, you know, that's one of the things that we went through that non-conference slate, and of those 11 games, some guys got some quality minutes, so that allowed our bench to have some depth. And it's one of those things we feel confident enough with guys that are going to be coming back now as we prep for this next game here that, you know, we've got enough trust in these guys that they can get the job done. We just got to get everybody back on the same page.
Another area you guys have been pretty solid, and that's been getting to the boards. Last night, didn't get to the boards nearly enough. They almost doubled you when it comes to rebounding. And that's one thing that is usually one of those telltale signs. It's kind of like when you talk about turnovers. Turnovers and rebounding, if you're not being able to get the basketball and either move it up in transition or pick it back up and put it back in, you're going to end up getting beat in that regard too.
Oh, it was, and I think they did, you know, another good job of obviously eliminating us to a one-and-done mentality. And, you know, and I thought for the most part, as aggressive as Oshkosh was on the offensive boards, I thought we did a decent job, you know, limiting them to 8. But it was just the fact of the little things that we didn't do well. We turned the ball over too much. You know, we got a little stagnant on the offensive and the floor, and then we lost a lot of guys in transition last night. And, you know, some staples to our program, what we need to be good at. And I guess really even when you get into WIC play, we talk about just do the little things well. And in this league in particular, you got to be solid on the defensive end of the floor, and you can't beat yourself on the offensive end of the floor. And I think that's just kind of a tale of what happened to us last night, is that, you know, we weren't strong enough offensively, efficient enough, and then, you know, it hurt us obviously from a transition defensive standpoint. They were able to get some easy looks on us, some wide open threes, and, you know, again, some things that, you know, it's a domino effect, and we talk about it ad nauseum, that the game of basketball is a game of reactions, and it's that individual and the team that can react the fastest, you know, to what happens positively or negatively is going to be the team that's going to have more success. And, you know, last night we didn't do that.
Well, you got lacrosse coming home on Saturday night, 7 o'clock tip time on the Bo Ryan courts. Always good when you get your home fans behind you, and hopefully there's a good crowd there coming up this Saturday night, right?
Well, you know, they always say nothing cures an illness than some good home cooking. So
there you go.
We're looking forward to getting back in front of our fans. It's been a long time since we've been here. But obviously that excitement of getting people back in Bo Ryan Court and Williams Fieldhouse, and looking to get a W and get us back on the right track.
Coach, always a pleasure. Best of luck. We'll chat again next week, okay?
Sounds great, Bill. Thank you.
All right, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Jeff Gard.